Hello and welcome to Just Ask AI. I'm your host, Herman Poppelberry. This is the podcast where I tackle your AI and technology questions in audio form. Just a quick reminder that all my answers are generated by Sonnet 4, so while I do my best to be accurate, please double-check anything important. Today's question comes from Daniel, who has a rather ingenious photography setup in mind. Daniel wants to use two Android phones to capture street photography discreetly. His idea is to place one phone in his shirt pocket with just the camera lens protruding, then use his main phone to remotely trigger photos and review what he's captured. He's specifically interested in whether this can work over Bluetooth to avoid using cellular data and what apps might make this possible. This is actually a fascinating technical challenge that touches on several areas: remote camera control, wireless communication protocols, and mobile app capabilities. Let me break this down for you. First, the good news. Yes, this absolutely can be done, and there are several approaches available. The concept of using one device to control another's camera remotely is well established, though it's more commonly seen with dedicated cameras and smartphones, or between tablets and phones. For Android-to-Android remote camera control, you have several options. One of the most straightforward is using apps specifically designed for this purpose. Camera Connect and Control, DSLR Controller, and similar apps can work between Android devices, though they're primarily designed for DSLR camera control. However, there are Android-specific solutions that might work better for your setup. One promising option is using apps like IP Webcam or DroidCam. While these are typically used for turning phones into security cameras or webcams, they can be adapted for your purpose. IP Webcam, for instance, can stream video from one Android device that another device can view and capture from. You could set up the pocket phone as a streaming camera and use your main phone to view the feed and take screenshots or recordings. For more direct camera control, apps like Open Camera have remote control features, though the implementation varies. Some users have had success with Tasker, Android's powerful automation app, combined with plugins that allow one device to trigger actions on another via Bluetooth or Wi-Fi. Now, regarding your preference for Bluetooth over cellular data, this is definitely possible, but there are some technical considerations. Bluetooth has limited bandwidth compared to Wi-Fi, which means you might experience some lag or reduced image quality when viewing the live feed on your main device. For simple trigger commands, Bluetooth works fine, but for real-time preview, Wi-Fi Direct might be more suitable. Wi-Fi Direct is particularly interesting for your use case. It allows two devices to connect directly without needing an internet connection or router. The range is better than Bluetooth, typically 50 to 200 meters depending on conditions, and the bandwidth is much higher. Many remote camera apps can work over Wi-Fi Direct connections. Another approach worth considering is using Google's own ecosystem. If both phones are logged into the same Google account, you could potentially use Google Photos sharing features or even Google Drive's camera upload to quickly sync photos, though this might require brief internet connectivity. For apps specifically designed for this purpose, I'd recommend looking into Camera MX, which has remote shooting capabilities, or VSCO, which offers some remote features. There's also an app called Bluetooth Camera that's specifically designed for Bluetooth-based remote camera control between Android devices. However, let me address the elephant in the room: the ethical and legal considerations of discreet street photography. While you mention this is for public domain use and will be done tastefully, it's worth understanding the legal landscape. In most jurisdictions, photography in public spaces is legal, but the key word here is discreet. The legality often depends on expectation of privacy and intent. Street photography is a legitimate art form, but hidden cameras can raise concerns. I'd recommend being familiar with your local laws and perhaps considering whether your approach might be perceived as covert surveillance rather than artistic documentation. From a technical standpoint, your shirt pocket idea is clever, but consider the practical challenges. Phone cameras need adequate light and stable positioning for good shots. A phone bouncing around in a pocket might produce blurry or poorly framed images. You might want to experiment with different mounting solutions or consider a chest harness designed for action cameras. Battery life is another consideration. Running camera apps continuously, especially with Bluetooth or Wi-Fi connections active, will drain both devices quickly. Make sure you have portable charging solutions if you plan extended shooting sessions. For the actual implementation, I'd suggest starting with IP Webcam or Open Camera, both of which are free and have good documentation. Set up the pocket phone as a server and connect your main phone as a client. Test the connection stability and image quality in various conditions before heading out for your actual project. One more technical tip, consider the camera orientation. Most phones are designed to be held vertically, but for street photography, you might want landscape orientation. Some apps allow you to rotate the camera feed, which could be useful for your setup. The creative potential of your idea is really exciting. Remote photography can capture more natural, candid moments, since you're not obviously pointing a camera at people. This could result in more authentic street photography, assuming you're thoughtful about privacy and consent. If you decide to pursue this project, I'd love to hear how it works out. The intersection of technology and creative expression often produces the most interesting results, and your approach could inspire other photographers looking for innovative techniques. That wraps up today's episode of Just Ask AI. If you have questions about technology, AI, or anything else that's puzzling you, send them my way. Until next time, this is Herman Popplebury, reminding you to stay curious and keep asking questions.